Okay, we're on Tazvov of an Aleph, towards the bottom. The Rav Kaman Omer Lishmaisi. Rav holds that the one day counts like two. It ends his Nazirus and starts his son's Nazirus. Count one day, Yom Echad Ola Kish Ola Lekan Lekan. Ilei Makabashol, maybe he holds like Abashol. It's not. Hakovris meso shloshi yomim kodim l'regel. This is not the halacha. The person who buries a relative 3 days before yontif, we hold that even 1 minute before yontif has this halacha. But the ikar avelis is the first 3 days. 3 days lebechi. So if you have 3 days of shiva before yontif, batel bimenu gzera shiva. Then yontif comes, takes away the shiva. Shmoni yomim kol nuregel, batli menu gzirish shloshim. And if you have 8 days, so you have a full shiva, and 1 day of shloshim, then the yontif takes away the whole shloshim. Umoto esaper erev haregel, and you're allowed to take a haircut erev yontif. Vimlo siper erev haregel, if you didn't take a haircut the covered yontif, also esaper achar regel, and you have to wait till after 30 days to take a haircut after yontif. Abishol, Omer, afilo lo siper kodem aregel, mutlo saper achar aregel. And Abishol holds no, even if you didn't take a haircut before the regel, right, in the case where, what's it called, when you had a full shiva before yontif, mutlo saper achar aregel. Then you're still allowed to take a haircut after. Why? Shekshem shemitzah shloshim avatelis gzeres shiva. Just like 3 days takes away, the yontif takes away the entire shiva. Kach mitzah shivam avatelis gzeres shloshim. So too, if you had shiva before the yontif, it takes away the shloshim too. Even though you don't have an extra day of shloshim. My time at Abishol, la mishum de kesover shvi ol lekan lekan. The seventh day of Avelis counts as the last day of Avelis and the first day of Shloshim. So if you had 7 full days, if you had, what's it called, 7 full days before Yontif, so that's enough to take away the Shloshim too. Because the seventh day counts as the end of the Shiva and the beginning of Shloshim. So Mara says, Dilma, so there we see Abishol holds that the last day counts like 2 days. It's the same thing over here. Mara says, Dilma, Adkan lo kom Rabbi Shmuel el Avelis Zayin to Rabbanan. The whole Avelis of Shivas Yom is only to Rabbanan. So therefore he holds that the seventh day could count both ways. Ava b'nozer deraisa, though, but by nozer deraisa, where you need 30 days minat Torah, maybe the 30th day doesn't count as 2 days. See Rashi? Gimel yomim kodim l'regel, batel imenu gzeres shiva. She ain't tzorich lahashliv achar haregel zayin yemei avelis. She doesn't have to make up the days missing. He doesn't have to have another 4 days after yontif. The kivin de ikar avelis dehainu gimel ushalnim. The kin amrinim b'moy cotton. Right? Have he kodim l'regel, bitel haregel l'sharachronim. Since the ikar of the avelis 3 days is lebechi. So you had 3 days of Avelis, that's enough, and now the Moed takes away, finishes off the Shiva completely. And Halacha is not like that. Halacha is even 1 second before Yontif, takes away the Shiva completely. Dimkavru shmona yomim lifnei haregel, kivin diyom echot shol shloshim hayakodim haregel, bitl haregel imenu gzer shloshim. Since you had 1 day of shloshim before the regel takes away the whole shloshim. But if you didn't take a haircut before Yontif, that's covered Yontif, then you have to wait till the end of Shloshim to take a haircut. Abishol omer mitzvah savelus hanoheges shloshi yomim harishonim kivin shasam kodem haregel batel hamenu gzeres shiva legamrei. Right, that if you had 3 days before Yontif, it takes away the shiva. Kach mitzvah zayin kivin shenasu kodem haregel shuv haregel mevatel gzeres shloshim legamrei. Same thing would be if you had a full shiva before yontif, it takes away the shloshim. Gzeres lamed giluach vekibus. What's shloshim? You can't wash your clothing and you can't, what's it called, take a haircut. My time at Abishol, the omer the yom zayin mevatel gzeres shiva velamed. How could it be that the shiva takes away shloshim also? Right, klum kodem haregel. What's it called? Miyom v'hava halo shimer adayim miyom lamed klum kodem haregel. All you did was keep shiva. But you didn't have any days of Shloshim. So how could Abba Shaul hold that the Shiva takes away the Shloshim too? Right? Hainu Mishum, the Yom Shemini, of the Minyan Lamed. Right? One second. The Bishlom, the Tanakama, the Omar, Shmona, Hainu Mishum, the Yom Shemini, of the Minyan Lamed. 8 days, the beginning of the 30. So you started Shloshim. But Elul Abba Shaul, my time of Abba Shaul, you didn't start Shloshim. You just finished Shiva. So how can it take away the Shloshim? Lab Mishum Dikasover, Diyom Shvi, Ola Lakan, Lakan. The seventh day of Shiva counts as the last day of Shiva and the first day of Shloshim. So you had a beginning of Shloshim before the Regal, and therefore the Regal takes away the Shloshim too. The commander over Alav Yom Echad Mikzer Islam Adami, Mishum Hachim Misbatelis. So you see that Rabbi Shaul holds that Yom Shvi is Ola Lakan, Lakan. From the Torah is really only Avelis one day. The Rabbanan was talking Shiva. There was an asmacha from the Pasuk. So maybe by a Torah halacha, you don't say one day counts like two. Only by Rabbanan halachas. So we don't know yet who Rav said his halacha, because this mission doesn't go like Rav. We don't say that the one day counts like two. So where is there a Tana who holds that Yom Echad Olu L'Shnayim? So where it says, Ela Rav the Omer Rav Yosi. Rav said like Rav Yosi. Tanya, Rav Yosi Omer, Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, Sheshochtu V'zorku Aleha B'Sheini Shela, V'yachakach Rosa, Harizo Einu Acheles, U'Ptura Milasos Pesach Sheini. Cases like this. A Zova has to see Dam on three consecutive days after her Nida. She's a Nida for 7 days, and then any Dam she sees from the eighth day for the next 11 days is what's it called Dam Ziva. And if she sees Dam three consecutive days during that time, she's a Zava. If she only sees 2 days, she's nothing. The halacha is that if she sees 1 day, so she's Shomeris Yom, she watches that day to see if she's going to see the next day. And that day she's Tameh. If she doesn't see the next day, she goes to the mikveh and she's Tar. She sees the second day consecutive, she also watches that day to see what's going to be. She's Tameh, goes to the mikveh, that day she could be Tahar if she doesn't see on the third day. If she sees the third day, she's a Zava until she'll have Shiva Nekiyim. That's Halacha of a Zava. That's Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. So Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, she was on her second day, so she wasn't a Zava yet. And she, what's it called, was Tahar in the morning. She made a Bedika and she was fine. And they shechted Korban Pesach for her. And then before the end of the day, she saw Dan. So now, the halacha is, she's Tomei now. So she can't eat Korban Pesach at night. Okay, she has to wait now till the next day and go to the mikveh in the morning and make a Bedika. And if she doesn't see that next day, she won't be a Zava. But that second day, she was Tomei. That night, she's Tomei. So she can't, eat Korban Pesach. But she was Yotzei Korban Pesach, she doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. Because when they shechted for her, Lamaisa, she was Tar. She hadn't seen yet. Okay? Harizeno Ochelos, Turim Lasa Pesach Sheni. My time is Rabbi Yossi. Why is Rabbi Yossi hold? She can't eat Korban Pesach because she's Tamei, but she doesn't have to bring another Korban Pesach because she was Yotzei. Lav Mishum Dikasovra Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. The portion of the day that she had Tahar, she's Tahar, right? And that day, ready, what's it called? They shechted Korban Pesach, it's a good Korban Pesach. And the day now that she saw, that's already, what's it called, the second part of the day. That time, now she's Tameh. But the day counts for two, it's like 2 days. The first part of the day she was Tahar, the second part of the day she was Tameh. Mer says, no, me might. Maybe not. Maybe he holds that it's all one day, but the tuma doesn't go retroactively. That if she sees tuma at the end of the day, she's tamei from the beginning of the day. She's tamei from that point on. So when they shechted Korban Pesach, she wasn't tamei, not because mixes ayom kekulo, but because the tuma, even on the second day, only goes forward and not retroactive. The Gemara says, no, me summer of Yossi Hachi. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the Tumah is lehaba and not lemafreya. Vatanya v'braisa, it says the following. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Zav bal shteiria. Zav is different. A Zav doesn't depend on days, but depends on rios. If he sees three rios, if he sees two rios of a Zav, he's a Zav. And he needs Shiva Nikiyim. Even two. But he doesn't bring a korban after the Shiva Nikiyim. If he sees three rios, even on one day, three rios of Ziva, on one day or 3 days makes no difference. If he sees three rios of Ziva, then he becomes a Zav Gadol, and he has to bring a korban. But there's no difference between a Zav Katan, who sees two times, or a Zav Gadol, who sees three times, except the fact the korban. Either way, he has to have Shiva Nikiyim. So a Zav Bal Shtei Rios, he's a Zav. He has to count Shiva Nikiyim, and he doesn't bring a korban. Because if he be a Zav Gadol, he couldn't bring korban Pesach till he brought his korban Ziva. But here he doesn't have to bring a korban. He just has to finish his Shiva Nikiyim. So he's a Zav Bal Shtei Rios. They shechted for him on his seventh day. The seventh day of Shiva Nikiyim. That, after that day, he'll be tar. V'chein shomeris yom kineged yom sheshachtu v'zorko aleha, right? Or same thing as shomeris yom kineged yom, that they shecht the korban Pesach for her. V'yachar kach ro, and then they saw dam after the shechita, after the korban Pesach was brought, on that same day. Either on the second day for a shomeris yom, or on the seventh day for a zov. Afal pi shemetam in mishka v'moshe v'mafreya, even though L'mafreya, the matame mishkav moshav, anything they sat on, right, or laid on, mishkav moshav, l'mafreya is tame, from the beginning of that day, from the beginning of the seventh day, even though he didn't become tame till the end of the seventh day. But peturim milasos pesach sheni. They're potter still from making pesach sheni. The Gemara says, my l'mafreya midrabanan. It can't be. If he's Tommy Lamafreya, then when they shechted the Korban Pesach, he was Tommy, so it can't be Yossi. It's only Tommy Lamafreya mid the Rabbanan. He's not Tommy Lamafreya min HaTorah. Okay, so then we said, so Rabbi Yossi could hold that the Tumah min HaTorah is Mikan Lahaba, just the Rabbanan, and that doesn't affect Korban Pesach. Hachinami Mistabra. It makes sense that it's only the Rabbanan, the Tumah Lamafreya. That Rabbi Yossi could hold min HaTorah, you're only Tommy Mikan Lahaba. And the Mafreya is only the Rabbanan. Why? The Isok Adaita Midoraisa, Amei Pturim Milasos Pesach Sheni. If you become Tomei the Mafreya, then when they shechted the Korban Pesach, you were Tomei. So, maybe not Yotzi. So, Mora says, La'olam Eimolach Tuma Midoraisa. No, it could be that she's Tomei Midoraisa the Mafreya, according to Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, you can't say that Rabbi Yossi holds the Tumah as Mikan Lahaba, and you have to say that Rabbi Yossi holds the Mikzus Hayom Kekulo. Okay? And to home, the Ziva Hitiru. But it's Tumah to home. Tumah to home means a Tumah that nobody knew about at the time that it happened. That kind of Tumah is Doraisa, but it's what's it called, but it's not Ma'akev Korban Pesach. Even Raboshia holds that it's Matame only Lamafreya Midrabanan. The Tanya, Raboshia Omar, Haroe Zav Bishvi Shalom. If a Zav saw on the seventh day of his Shiva Nikiyim, he saw Dam at the end of the day, so sir Eshulafanov. It's so sir everything that came before. For Omar Le Rab Yochanan, Lo Nisra Eli Yoma. It shouldn't be so sir except that one day. And then he's mashlim another day. Monefshach. Samar says, E sasur kulo sasur. If it's sasur, it should be sasur everything. The lo sasur lo nistar velo yomo. It shouldn't be sasur even one day. Elaim lo nistar velo yomo. Rabbi Yochanan says, really, it shouldn't be sasur anything. Since he already had a portion of the seventh day. That's good enough. It's not metami lemafreya. Only kan lahab, and he had a portion of the seventh day. Right? The omar lay. Rabbi Yossi Korkavasach, and he said, Rabbi Yossi holds like you. Really, it shouldn't be Sosa or anything. It's just Sosa Midrabanan. Right? So Midrabanan, one day is enough. The Omer Mikan Lahaba Mitami. Rabbi Yossi holds like you that you're only Mitami Mikan Lahaba, and therefore, since they, what's it called, you were Tahor at the time that the Korban Pesach was made, right? So it's okay. So I said, one says, "V'hor Rabbi Yossi Mafreya." Who domer? Rabbi Yossi says, "You're talking Mishka v'Moshav v'Mafreya, Ma'ala Mafreya." But the Rabbanan Echanam, it's only the Rabbanan. Min haTorah, it's only Matami Mikan LaHaba, and min Rabbanan LaMafreya. Rabbi Yossi Michti Sover Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo. If Rabbi Yossi holds a Mitzvah Sayom Kekulo, Zove Gemura Demaisi Korban Heichem Hashkachas Lo. How could you ever have a Zove Gemura? She has to see 3 days consecutively. But if she has even a portion of one day that she didn't see, so she can't be a Zova, because that day is Mafsik. In other words, if you count every day, Mixas Ayom Kekulo, so she saw on the first day. And then, the next day, a portion of the day, she didn't see. So the Mai says, she can't be a Zova, there's a Hefsik. There's a Hefsik, it's not consecutive anymore. Since she saw only a portion of the day, the other portion of the day is already breaks up the consecutive. So Morris says, no, Iboy is same, and the Koshofa talta yom, she never stopped seeing dam. She saw a flow 3 days straight. So there was nothing in between. There was no place to say Nixay Yom Kakula where she didn't see dam. Iboy Seima, the Chazya talta yomi somach lishkiya sachama, to lohavya shows the solik le minyana. She saw 3 days right before Shkia. So there was no portion of any of the days that she was now not seeing. So there's no Hefsik. Those are the two possibilities. See Rashi? Sheshachtu v'zorko lebesheni shela, shekvar rosa b'yom shmini, right? She saw on the eighth day of her Nida cycle. She saw 7 days she's a Nida. The eighth day already she could become a Zava. So on the eighth day of her Nida cycle, she saw 1 day. Ad shelo rosa b'yom chi, and the ninth day before she saw, she shomeres kenegdo, leida im tira begimul yom im gimul rios, vete Zava. She's waiting to see if she'll become a Zava. So she saw on the eighth day, and now the ninth day she didn't see yet. So she's waiting to see what's going to be. So they shechted Korban Pesach on her, for her, and then after they shechted Korban Pesach, she saw dam. And then on the second day, and it was the ninth day. The Achakach Rosa Harize Einu Ocheles. Pesach the Tumei, she's Tumei. She saw that day. She can't eat at night. The Afagab the Einu Ocheles, Ptura Milasas Pesach Sheni, Dachilus Psochim Lamachta. Even though she can't eat Korban Pesach, she's Yotze, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, because Achilus Psochim is not Makiv. My time at the Rabbi Yossi, the Ptura Milasas Pesach Sheni, why Taka she Yotze? Lamaisa, she saw Dam on the second day. And they shechted her for her on the second day. Lab mishum de kesavra mixa seyom kekulo. The yom sheni shehu chi kekulo domi v'havi lo tahor b'shosh sheshach the v'zorko leo. The part of the second day that she didn't see, which the, when they shechted for her, she's considered tahor. V'hachanami lema de olo lo v'kan l'kan mishum de mixa yom kekulo. Same thing over here by Nazir. It should count, the 1 day should count like 2 days. And Rashi keeps saying minyan, something that's totally in a minyan. That's what we say mixasayom kekulo. Otherwise, why don't we say mixasayom kekulo on Shabbos? Right? You can't, part of Shabbos, good enough. Right? Mixasayom kekulo. Because mixasayom kekulo only helps where you need a counting. You need 30 days of counting. 30 days of ziva. Or 7 days of ziva. So a portion of the day is considered counted as if that's the full day. But Stam, where there's Kiddush on a day, you don't say part of the day is like the whole day. You need a whole, every minute is a different thing. But here the idea is, do you have a seventh day? Do you have a second day? Do you have a 30th day? When is that counted? It's counted, even Mixas Hayom. That's the idea. Dil Mahai de Kom Rab Yossi de Ptura, Lab Mishum de Kasovra Mixas Hayom Kekulo. Ela Mishum de Kasovra, Shiroa Mikan Lahaba Hitmeya. Avam Afreya Lo. Maybe he doesn't know Mixas Hayom Kekulo. But he holds that the tumah only comes Mikan Lahaba. So until she saw, she was tahor. V'mishum hachi ptura the bahi shaita the shoch du v'zorko aleh tahora habay ulahach the boser nitma lo chashinon. The fact that she was tameh afterwards doesn't make a difference, but not that what's it called that nixas hayom kekulo umisov rav yosi to mikan lahabay mitama v'mafreya lo. They can't say that. Can say Rabbi Yossi holds that the tumah is only mikan lahaba, not lafreya, because we have the following case: zov al shtei rios bein biyom echad bein mishnei yom. Zov doesn't depend on days; depends on rios completely. If he sees two rios, he's a zov. He doesn't bring a korban, but he needs shiva nekiyim. And if he sees three rios, he's a zov. He needs shiva nekiyim and has to bring a korban. Kinamrin hasam tala hakosav as zov rios tchsiv zos tia tumas tumaso bezovo. The es hazova biyomim. By a zov, it depends on three rios. Doesn't make a difference even on one day. And yomim rabim. She sees past her nida, yomim rabim is 3 days. So there it's totally in days. To see the isha, he's of zov doma yomim rabim. Miut yomim shnaim rabim gimel. Bishvi shalo, shein bein zov roesh taim leroa gimel a korban. The only difference between a zov who sees 2 times and sees 3 times is when you have to bring a korban after the shiva nekiyim. A zov dal shtei rios has to have shiva nekiyim, and he needs what's it called no korban. Shabal gimel mona zayin umevi korban, ubal beis mona zayin vein umevi korban. Both of them need shiva nekiyim. Lahachi noket bal shtei rios v'shomeres yom yishum delaben a korban inu. Because if they'd have to bring a korban, then you couldn't bring korban pesach until they brought the korban. Bring korban pesach. Since you're not allowed to eat kachim, even though achilas psachim is not ma'akev, but where they shechted in the metzias, where he couldn't eat it altogether, there what's it called? He's not yotzing. Alma mia midiktani mitami mishkavu moshe mafreya to lo havi time at Rabbi Yossi mishum to mekan lahabu to mitami. Because Rabbi Yossi holds his mitami mishkavu moshe mafreya. So it must be the reason that he holds that your yotze korban pesach is because mixa sayom kekulo. Not because the tumah is only chal mekan lahabu. The time mishum to mixa yom kekulo kopatra milasas pesach sheni. The havi lay kechol midi de toli biminyona. The havina bay mixa yom kekulo. Anything depends on account. You say mix to say yom kekulo, mishum hachi p'turin. So Moshe says no. La olamei malach to mikan lahaba hu matami. The lav mitami the Rabbi Yosi mishum the mix to yom kekulo. It says he's matami the mafreya. That's only the rabbanon. With the kamer the mafreya matami the rabbanon who the kamer mishum the less bo utume elam the rabbanon p'turin milasos pesach sheni. The yisol gadaitach midyoraisa matami the mafreya. Afilo amres mix to say yom kekulo akati ame p'turin. Because if you hold that the matami minatora the mafreya, right, then why should you be yotzei korban pesach? Lamaisa, when you made the korban pesach, the mafreya, you were tami. Why igloy milsa the mafreya the mahu shaita the shochad the nisra kadam tmeya midoraisave? So why should you be yotzei? Must be that minatora you're not tami. Only midorabbanan mele yotzei korban pesach. Laolamei malach the tmeya mafreya midoraisa. No, could be that the tumor of the mafreya is doraisa. The cholhechad the tali milsa b'minyana kagom b'shtein zeros yitzorich limnos lezulamed have a mixayom kekula. Now we're going back to say Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, would have to hold that you say mixayom kekula. And even though you become tamei lemafreya, but the ma'isa at the time they shechted, you already had a mixayom, and that was good enough. The hoch afagam the oraisa metami lemafreya amayi kiluba hainu time of the tumor the tahom the ziva itiru. Because it's tumas atahom. And tumas atahom, there, even if you shech the person with tumas atahom, you're yotzei. The kivin de vahi shait and the nishchad, akati havi kaima tipas dam and mekor shal isha, bishas tahara domi, kishas tahara, bishas tahara domi. Since at the time they shech, the dam was inside, you didn't know about it, therefore it's your yotzei the shechita. It's called tumas atahom is a lenient kind of tumah. Nobody knew about it. There are other kinds of tumas atahom too, where nobody knew about it, and we see that there's coolers even though it's a tumah deraisa. The ishtam afarshi tumas atahom, the ziva, hainu b'shash shchito zrik adayin lo haisi yodas im teiroa bo b'yom avlav. Stam. It's not that the tumah was didn't come out yet. Nobody knew about it. Mishum hachi korele tumas tahom. To have it tmeil mafreya b'shashchito zrika, the e lo have a yoda b'hayshaita. She didn't know at that moment. So that's a tumas atahom. You yotze korban pesach if you're tamei tumas atahom. The domi over b'shus harabim the tumas atahom tachtov. Other kind of tumas atahom where a person nobody knew about this tumah and a person's walking over it and later on found out about it, he can still make korban pesach. If he made korban pesach at the time, he didn't know. Rabbi Yossi is sovereign. The Rabbi Yossi lo amar the matami the frame of the rabbanon. Rabbi Yossi also holds that Rabbi Yossi holds that tuma lemafrei is only the rabbanon. Umahadar ahad the amar leel my lemafrei amid the rabbanon. Now we're going back to what we said before. Not it's tuma deoraisa, tuma satahom, but the whole Indian of tuma lemafrei is only the rabbanon. Isosar the lemafrei tmeya kulo lister. Where it says manavshach. If tuma is soser l'mafreya, it should be soser the whole 7 days. And if it's not soser, it shouldn't be soser anything. The holo havelu shiva nikiyim klal. There wasn't shiva nikiyim. Ela ik ema velo lister afilu yoma. Mishun mikan lahaba matame. The tuma is only mikan lahaba, not l'mafreya. L'mafreya havi tahor mamash. L'mafreya, she's still tahor. V'omar le Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Oshia, right? Rabbi Yossi, koi kavasach. Rabbi Yossi holds like you. Rabbi Yossi, michdi sover mixa yom kikula. Okay, so now the Gemara says, what's it called? That's the mandiyamer who holds mixa say yom kikula. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, michdi sover mixa say yom kikula. The chol hai de komishanin leel, the mikan lahaba metami, shinuya de chikoninu. That teretz that we said, that Rabbi Yossi really doesn't hold mixa yom kikulo, but he holds the tumah is only mikan lahaba, not lemafreya. And we answered all these cases of lemafreya, they're only the rabbanon. That's a dochik teretz. The ikar is that Rabbi Yossi holds mixa yom kikulo. Umiush meisin isa karav, and Rav held that Rabbi Yossi held that mixa yom kikulo. So that's where Rav got his shita that you say mixa yom kikulo even by doraisa. So, but according to that, how can you ever have a Zava Gemura? You need 3 consecutive days of Tumah by a Zava. Since she saw in the second part of the day, on the second day, so the first part of the day already splits up, and it's not 3 consecutive days anymore, because mixes say yom kikulo. Idach palga the miboker ad chatzos ola lo v'shimur kilu nishmar yom echad b'tahara v'havei lehefsek. That mixes hayom is counted like a full day. So she had 1 full day separating between the 2 riyas. So she's not a zava. How could you ever become a zava? Inyan achiv Rabbi Yossi michti shomeres yom kineged yom kiven de ko'omer the time ahavi mishun de mixa yom kekulo v'chein shomani me'ach whatever it is av a bekeitz et solim m'seches p'sochem shamin and mikan lahaba kam iboy in London Rabbi Yossi zove gemura hecha meshkachas la right in the case of solim it's mashma that the kasha on Rabbi Yossi is not because he holds mixa say yom kekulo because he holds the tumah is only mikan lahaba, so if it's only mikan lahaba part of the day you were taught, so it splits it up. The mice over here were saying that Rabbi Yossi holds mixayom kekulo, and the mixayom splits it up. Iboy yisema b'shofas kol ayom tauta yom ibarei dori. One way is you could have a zava if you hold mixayom kekulo. You could have a zava if she sees blood constantly for 3 days, since there was never a mixayom that she didn't see. The iboy yisema shloshi yomi bein hashmosh yisamach l'shkia sachama. She saw dam right before shkia sachama on 3 days. So there never was a mixus hayom that she was, what's it called, that she was tahor. The chirosa b'shabes achar shkiyas achama havitmeh kol yom rishon. Once she sees dam at the beginning of the day, she's tameh that whole day. Now, the next day, she saw dam mamash at the beginning of that day. So she's tameh that whole day. And then she saw the third day, the same thing. So there was never a mixus hayom that she didn't see. The chichazer v'rasa b'yom rishon shenis somach l'shkiyas achama havitmeya kol yom sheni the chen shlishi the lohavi shows the tahara b'eni v'eni klal, there was no time of tahara in between. Okay, the lohavi solik l'minyona the shomeres yom kineged yom the lohavi shows, there was no in between to be mafsik. But any chanami, in a regular case where she saw what's it called in the only part of the day, and part of the day she didn't see, then there would be no sova, because there was a mikzus hayom that was mafsik.